This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our special guest today, Kirti Mutatkar. Kirti is CEO of California-based United Ag, set to join us in just a moment. Well, it looks like the continuing resolution, including an extension of the farm bill, will not be considered after all, as the House now looking at different options to avert a government shutdown. And USDA economist Bart Kenner on animal product exports.
Live animal exports were up 10% over the same period last year. Red meat products were up 5% over last year at $16.9 billion. Poultry products down 1% from last year, but dairy products up 1% over last year.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Kirti Mutatkar. Kirti is CEO of United Ag, headquartered in California. Kirti, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. I love these conversations with you. Really enjoy that. So,
well, and I can say the same thing, which is why we have the opportunity to talk a few times each year.
We do.
Let's start first off, for those who don't know you and your background, your path to becoming CEO of United Ag, what is that path?
So I started off as a CFO at United Ag, and before that, actually, I was in the accounting department. But it's a very interesting story on how I landed up at United Ag and in the agriculture industry, because I had no connection to that earlier, right? So I actually grew up in India for 19 years, flew into New York to get my master's in genetics and biochemistry. So very different. And ended up in California a couple of years later and wanted to explore kind of finance and do MBA and got my master's in finance. And that's when I'd applied for a job at United Ag. Nowhere did I think that this will become my life's passion. And this is my life now. I United Ag is my family and my life. That's how I see it. And I was very fortunate to end up here through the journey that I had. And just the agriculture industry, when you think about, you reflect back, right? And you think, what kind of a career should somebody have? And what would be fulfilling? Looking back, I am so fortunate to be in this industry, and it has been the most fulfilling things in my life, and I continue to be passionate about it. So that's how I ended up being a CEO. So I came into United Ag as in the accounting department, then was transitioned to the CFO role, and the last 10 years I've been the president and CEO at United Ag.
Now let's talk about United Ag for a moment. And for those who don't know, do you have an elevator speech?
I do. So United Ag is, we provide, we represent the empathy side of agriculture. We provide health insurance to the agriculture community here in California and Arizona. And now we are looking to expand. And we are the association for agriculture. But when I think of insurance and what we offer, I feel we are a little bit more than that. We just do not provide insurance, but what we are trying to study through United Ag is to see, when you put the human at the center of things and healthcare, how does that impact us at different levels, right? From a financial standpoint, from a growth standpoint, because we see this when we go through something in our lives, or somebody who we love goes through some chronic condition, you realize how unempathetic this industry is. And so what we are trying to study through United Ag is to see, when you bring in empathy, when you bring in the human side of things, it does have a financial impact. And we should be leading not just the health plan, but any other company that way.
We'll come back and talk about some of this in just a moment, but let's talk about your members right now. What are some of the challenges that your members are facing?
So You know, you know this as much as I know, agriculture is an ever-changing industry, right? The margins are very tight in the ag industry, and labor cost, compliance cost, all the costs are always on the rise. So as an industry, to make sure from a financial standpoint, how do you sustain that? And how, because this is an industry that cannot just directly pass on the cost to consumers, right? I mean, this is the food we serve. So how do you manage that when you have your margins are so tight and labor costs are high? So those are the challenges I see, from compliance cost, from labor cost, from not having access to labor, and just general from a natural disasters too in California. We've seen a couple of those, the fires and the flooding, and the COVID had an impact. So quite a few things happening in the industry that's resilient. I mean, we get kicked and then we get up and start building it all over again, right? But there's so many things on a daily basis that the industry is extremely, lots of challenges from all different directions.
But along with challenges, there are opportunities as well. And if we weren't slightly optimistic, we might leave the industry altogether. So what are some of the opportunities your members are looking at?
I see 100%. I see that, like, every challenge that you face and the reason some of us see these challenges and still continue to be in this industry is because this has so much to offer from your personal fulfillment, right? This is an industry that's feeding the nation. It's feeding the nation. And when you think about from the health of the nation, eating California grown or US grown and what that means to the health of our general population, it is just amazing that this industry is providing that. And including from when you look at, even from giving back to the community, even from looking at when you're looking at creating that job opportunities within your communities and building the community, all of that in a challenging environment, it is, you still, those are the blessings, right, that this industry provides. So it's very grateful. Even looking at it from a United Act standpoint, and as I think through, this is an industry that actually before Affordable Care Act provided health care when it was not even a requirement to provide health care. So they take care of their labor. They take care of the people who are like working in the fields and in their offices. So it is a way United Ag is, all the challenges that the ag industry has, United Ag is doing a little bit in its own way to help sustain that industry. Because if you bring in and provide that healthcare, provide it an affordable cost to the industry, that gives back to the nation, right? And the food we eat, that's a small part that United Ag can do. So that's, we take that as a challenge and excited about it. And every challenge is an excitement for not just the growth of the industry and your own personal growth, but it's exciting. It's challenging, but at the same time, extremely fulfilling.
You talk about giving back. And, you know, if there's anybody who gives back, it's you. And I know that you know that it's one of those that's kind of hard to hear sometimes when we're given praise. But we only have to look at something known as the Women Ag Academy and the work that you're doing to empower women in ag. Why is that so important, and what do women need to know?
What I find, the excitement or the passion as I reflect back on why United Ag and what do I do, my whole kind of the energy that I get and the passion that I get is when I see something that I do brings, gets people feel empowered and do their best, right? Understand what their inner strengths are and take the strengths and build them and grow. So that's kind of my passion. I do that within United Ag too. I have a program called Emerging Leaders where I get engaged with my employees, not just females, but male and female, all of our, everybody at United Ag. I'm passionate about that. I love to sit down and understand kind of from at a deeper level what excites someone. And then I bring that to connect that with their passions and what they do. And so the Women Ag Academy, a couple, 8 years ago now, started from that my passion of building that. And as I noticed, I used to do CFO forums at that time, and I noticed as I was traveling around California and meeting with all these ladies and the women leaders, there was an underlying kind of same issues that everybody faced. And so I felt there was this need to get people, like the everybody to understand what they themselves are, who they are from a self-discovery standpoint, and using that as a way to feel empowered and grow. So that was emerging. That's where that came in. So it's very different than the usual leadership programs and stuff that we have. There's a lot of understanding our lives, the way we have led our lives, what were some of the scars that we carry from those lives that we have led, and what are the strengths that what growth has happened from those scars, and how can that we take that as a strength and build on that. And it has been actually two weeks ago we had a session, and it's not something, I know the women ladies or the leaders in our academy walk away with something where they feel empowered and feel a connection. But I feel, personally, I've grown from that too, because it feels like a community that we're building where we feel safe and we trust each other to share our deepest fears, our deepest kind of insecurities, and bringing that to light and discussing that we're all the same at the end. Even when you think of, but it's not just the women, right? I mean, every leader deep down has a lot of things inside us that we don't bring to the surface and don't build on that and empower ourselves. So that's basically, that's in a nutshell, if I think that's my passion is.
Well, it's so exciting to have the opportunity to reconnect with you. And again, if you want to reconnect or connect for the first time with United Ag, they are online, unitedag.org. That's unitedag.org. Kirti Mutatkar is CEO of United Ag, and this is the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Attention, High Plains landowners. The Sandhill Area Research Association is looking for 50 ply lakes in need of restoration. This project brings free resources to you and includes a per-acre incentive. Playas matter today for our ecosystem and for tomorrow's water supply. To learn more, visit playasworkfortexans.com. Together, we can leave a legacy of water for future generations.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Kirti Mutatkar with United Ag.
West Texas Attachments is your one-stop shop for skid steer attachments for your farm, ranch, or dairy. Whether you need hay spikes, buckets, brush and rock grapples, brush mowers, or post drivers, West Texas Attachments has them. West Texas Attachments serves the entire Texas Panhandle, South Plains, and Low Rolling Plains, and they offer low-cost delivery to your area. When it comes to skid steer attachments, look no further than West Texas Attachments. Call Brad at 806-778-2834 or visit westtexasattachments.com to find the tools you need today.
Want to turn your truck into the ultimate workhorse or off-road beast? The possibilities are endless when you visit Rascal Supply Co. in Lubbock. Rascal has truck accessories, truck beds, bumpers, bed covers, lift kits, toolboxes, leveling kits, and so much more. Come see us at 10307 North U.S. Highway 87 or call 806-300-8007 for Rascal Supply.
Welcome back. You're listening to our comprehensive look at agribusiness news, markets, and weather. It's the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Milk production forecast up for the most part, while price projections are mixed within USDA's milk forecast for December. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
We're seeing some herd expansion. Most recent milk production report showed an increase in cow inventory for 2024, and we expect that to carry into next year as well.
Meaning for year-over-year milk production.
Increase of about 1.8 billion pounds.
Greater production shows increased pressure on some product prices.
Our cheese price forecast, we reduced 2 cents per pound for 2024 and lowered it 9 cents per pound 2024. Didn't make any change to our 2024 butter price forecast, but for 2025, it's down 7 cents this month.
Similar offsets in Class 3 and 4 milk prices for both years led to an all-milk price decline of 1 dime year over year. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.